journal 51.
Your Honor, again, our concern here is response to ADA. I do not presume he's hard to be innocent this time. And apparently, there's some sort of probationary status of this individual. So perhaps the state has concerns about that as well.
It's like misdemeanor probation, though, which would not exclude this juror. Yes, is this 5 years now?
Yeah, well, this next set of 10. I don't have any objections for this. He is concerned for reasons.
Okay. This doesn't do it. Mr. Blaylock.
Mr.
We would excuse
him. Oh,
this is not the Blaylock case.
I'll be loyal.
Oh, that's 15.
We're on 51.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's strike 51.
So,
Juror 52.
Our concern here is, again, we have a young single mom with a one-year-old child indicating in item 85 can't bear to look at the photos of the injury to Sarah Mills. Leaves number 35 completely blank.
She also indicated that she had underlined multiple times, difficult time with this poor little girl. I will say that we have no objections for
her. Strike 52 for cost.
This first screen, do you want us just to bring up the ones that you struck?
Thank you. You should make a record of that later.
Yeah. Just to sit here. Yeah. Talk to her. It's working. Okay. You have jam contact her.
Number 52.
I want to know how to
Now, this is a combined concern again. We have a medical daycare hardship identified in 71. Apparently, this individual has to take care of the son, too, from school because of a recent surgery of the mom. Also, ADA would not presume Esar to be innocent at this time.
Mr. Jensen?
I think that I didn't indicate that that was a problem. Those questions, I think, it's more of a follow-up of exploring, finding out exactly what her daycare issues are.
Yeah, let's do follow-up with this one.